Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Keenan.
Hey, no. Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. What?
Hey, Ryan.
There's Tyler, are you broken?
Hey,
oh,
Ryan.
Oh, no.
Today, we're talking about success. How does one get to success?
They don't.
With goals.
Gasp. Oh, that.
And with goals comes productivity.
And with great power. No, we're not.
I mean, we can go there. Yeah.
Can we?
With great productivity comes great goals and responsibilities.
What are we doing? Ooh, with Cole? Ooh,
wow. That was good.
Wow.
Good on the fly.
All right.
I respect that.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Just so everyone understands, that peaked. Where we've peaked on the episode and sit back and enjoy the rest of it.
Sorry. I thought you were putting a finger in my face the whole time.
No, I was like, wait, come on. There we go.
Boom. Oh, yeah. Done.
Slap hands.
Slap hand. All right. Well, with that, everybody, strap in, buckle up, and figure out how we get things done.
Wants bananas.
Hey guys, you ever been productive before?
Nope.
Try not to be. Hurts my face.
Yep. Hurts my pelvis.
It's unrelated incident.
You are being productive in the wrong way.
Or the right way.
Well, it depends on who you're being productive with.
Who are you producing your pelvis with?
Well, I'm not. That's a thing.
Just
because when I used to, it hurt my pelvis.
What are you pelvising into?
Three.
Oh.
See, now this is where we're figuring out that there's a problem here.
There is.
So we all, most of us, I suppose, except Keenan, who is just furiously pelvising into three.
However the hell he's doing that.
Yeah, that sentence was a puzzle. You guys
just every
out.
Single time.
Without fail.
Right? Well, he fails always.
That's why it hurts.
So in today's day and age with the hustle and the bustle of everyday life, people are trying to be productive, trying to stay productive, trying to get some shit accomplished. So I figured that'd be a fantastic topic to talk about. Hope you guys think the same thing, because this is we're going to be locked in this room for a little while. Don't look around. Trust me, you're locked in this room. It's very wide open and very spacious, I'm aware.
There's a door over there.
Yeah, there is. There's also the hallway behind us.
It's a very elaborate prank by Wile E. Coyote.
Then there's the kitchenette next to us.
I've commissioned him. That's a kitchen.
Is it just a giant painting?
Yes.
Neat.
Can I roadrunner it?
You have to be going. You have to make sure your feet are... in
a whirlwind,
ineligible blur, and you're going about 75 miles an hour.
You do get a running start.
Yes.
Good.
This room's about 15 feet long.
I can make it work.
Great. So I guess we'll Tarantino this whole shebang. Keenan, what do you define as success? What does it mean to you to be successful?
Well, to be successful, I would say you have to accomplish maybe not all of your goals, but accomplish a reasonable amount of your goals that you either set daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, periodically, doesn't really matter. As long as you can accomplish something, and if you feel happy or satisfied at the end of the day, I think that is success. The thing is, everyone has a different level of success. There's the Webster's Dictionary version of success, but then there is everyone else's interpretation of success.
Mm-hmm. That's precisely why we're going over it.
And mine changes day to day.
Day to day.
Every single day. It changes. There's days where I'll get to work and it'll just be an infuriating day. And success for me will be not punching someone at the end of the day.
That's good. And some days,
every single time I've been successful on not punching someone.
That's a plus. I
intend every to keep time. That.
But there's other days where
I fail
success
beat
would
everybody.
No, I wouldn't have my job
unless your job was face punching,
which it is not.
In case you nailed it.
If that job existed, I probably still wouldn't be good at it because I have very delicate hands.
Dainty, even. No,
they get stronger.
Yeah. Other, you know, some days it's just success is not losing it throughout the day. Other days it's, you know, accomplishing A, B, C, and D, or, you know,
you get D done
sometimes.
I mean, D's there.
It's always, but that's how I would define success. Accomplishing your personal goals, being able to go home reasonably satisfied at the end of the day.
Shit, some
days, with what you've accomplished.
Some days success is getting out of bed.
There's days like, there's days that that's what it is for me.
Very true. I agree. Yeah, success for me is setting yourself some goals. And every day that you take steps towards your goal, whether it's literally just as simple as I got out of bed today, that is a successful day.
Oh, shit, anytime when I had the flu, man, is...
Oh, yeah.
Getting out of bed.
That's a challenge.
Forcing myself to eat chicken noodle soup. That was a successful day.
To quote somebody who I follow on YouTube, Matt Carricker.
Sure are.
Do something today to better yourself for tomorrow. That is a very, very good phrase that I've heard a bunch.
That's a terrible phrase. I actively try to just be worse every single day.
I hate Pat. Actually, I hate future me.
Yeah.
So I try to sabotage him anywhere possible.
I do too.
Future me is going to be an interesting guy.
Future me is usually the best guy I know because he does all the stuff I don't want to do.
That's very true.
Past me is a dick.
Yeah, he's a lazy asshole.
Future me is awesome.
He's fantastic. But yeah, I mean, success for
great
me.
Great penis too.
Fantastic.
Great cock.
Success for me is just making strides toward your goals every day, regardless of how little or insignificant it may be to somebody else. If it's significant to you, it's been a successful day.
Yeah, and I'd say just as long as you're satisfied with what you've done and the decisions you've made, you can sleep comfortably, whatever that might mean.
Yeah.
And I think that deems a successful person probably if we're dipping into quote land.
My bad.
Probably one of my favorite ones. It's from a song, so it's going to sound much different now than it does in the song. It's a quote from somebody who did the song who was quoting somebody of a character he made. We're going quoteception here. It's really...
So
really,
whose quote is it?
By a Mr. Aesop Rock.
Sure. Okay.
Yep, I figured that would get that look. Some people are very excited now, but you two are very confused.
Yeah.
So the quote is, "Look, I've never had a dream in my life, because a dream is what you want to do but still haven't pursued. I knew what I wanted and did it till it was done. So I've been the dream that I wanted to be since day one."
Yeah, well, money makes a lot of things possible.
So that particular quote was from somebody who drew every day till she died.
Well, dying seemed like a mistake at that point.
Yeah, it was really inconveniently timed.
What if that was her goal?
You know, it might have been.
So, well, she nailed it.
Behold,
a dream is something she hasn't pursued. She's been pursuing dying since she started drawing. She used a lot of lead paint.
All of it,
drank most of it.
It's healthy for you. Prevents ships from rusting.
It does. Yes, I hate it when my ship gets rusty.
I do too, because then you have to get out there with a needle gun, and it's not fun. Your arm goes numb after about 20 minutes.
Use the needle gun to hit the ship, not your arm.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Have you ever used a needle gun?
I thought you made that up for a second.
I did not make it up.
No, it's just a giant, it's basically, correct me if I'm wrong, because it probably could be, it's just a big-ass gun with a bunch of needles on the end and just jackhammering them.
That's literally it.
It's a giant jackhammer needle gun.
That sounds terrible.
It hurts after a while.
Yeah. I could imagine.
Just holding the thing. I believe it's pneumatic. The ones we used were pneumatic.
Yeah, makes sense. That my buddy has is pneumatic.
The things haven't...
I didn't know that that's what it was called.
The needle gun?
I know what you're talking about now. I didn't know that that's what it was called.
Most tools aren't named. Huh.
Funny enough, I just pulled up the Wikipedia page for needle gun, and the picture, the front picture right there, is someone in the Navy using a needle gun.
Is it you?
No, it's not me.
That'd be
looks
hilarious.
Like you.
That's you.
Looks like a small child.
Yeah,
That's probably me. That's Keenan. Keenan was a small child in the Navy.
It's me. I was allowed to have my hair that long.
I'm impressed.
Allowed to have hair?
They were from DDG 63, which was not my boat. So
that's unfortunate.
I thought it was close.
But yeah, I mean, to kind of steer back towards success here.
Goals.
I thought tonight's episode was on needle gunning.
No.
We're going to be needle gunning later.
Well, tonight's been a fucking failure, then.
We successfully failed.
You coming back?
You can come back.
You can do it, Keenan.
We have cookies.
We don't have cookies.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Have you ever smoked a ton of meth? Because that's what we're talking about tonight.
A ton? A
ton.
Talking metric or imperial?
I did the other day. Total success.
The other day? What day was that exactly?
The other.
Like June?
No. June is usually my favorite day, though.
Right. Well, at that point, if you're living that fast, you just have 12 days in a year.
That's about right.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's it. You have 11 days in a year. You sleep for the other one.
Well, you have to.
I mean, because you're dead for that day, month.
Come back, though.
30 hours in that day. Weird time scale. Speaking of time scale, as far as getting successful, as far as actually being such, Just so I'm kind of in a camp of kind of like really where I come from is just kind of having a general idea of where I want to go. And actually, another great quote from one of you knows who Mitch Hedberg is.
I know who it is. I haven't seen a stand-up in a very long time.
But he's
also dead.
Very true. So, success.
He's very dead.
Success. So, he's a comedian, does a lot of, like, one-liners and just a very dry sense of humor, and it's fantastic. One of his quotes that makes sense is, man, I'm tired of following my dreams. I'm just going to have him tell me where they're going. I'm going to meet up with him later.
Sure.
Right?
Believe you.
So, with that being said, I'm kind of more from the mindset of just kind of having a general idea of things I want to do and then figuring out how to get there, kind of how it goes. And I know some people have set ways, set like schedules,
routines,
processes, to get there. So what say you folks?
I mean, I'm in a similar boat as you, but a little bit more off the beaten path. So in my eyes, in order to be successful, you have to have something to strive for.
Mm.
Now,
yeah, because you need to know what success is, and in order to do that, you have to
in your head, you have to have this idea of success, and then in order to strive to that. Now, I'm also in the same boat as you, where my only vision of success is to be better than I am right now. Mm. I want to be able to make more money. I want to be more financially stable. I want to be able to do whatever I want when mm-hmm. I want to do it. Like that, it's very, very general. Like, I just know that I don't want to live like I am now. I want to be
better
than where I am now. I don't necessarily know this. Like, I know the obvious, like, obviously, if I get into a better position at work, you know, if I get another raise,
if you make more money, you'll make more money.
If I make more money, then I'm going to be making more money. So I'm good.
See where this is going, you sly devil, you.
But, like, so I don't have the specifics, but every day I strive towards, and like one thing that I try and do is just become really, really good at the job that I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and that's the other thing where you need to be able to set at least some sort of a goal for yourself. So for me right now, it's just trying to be as good as I possibly can be at my job, because success is not something that just falls in your lap. You have to constantly strive for it. So by trying to be as good as I can at my job, and this is just my thought process on it, mm-hmm. and how I kind of drive myself towards being successful, is just striving every day, coming in and grinding at my job. So that way, eventually I can go off somewhere else in the company and do something else that's maybe a bit more to my liking, that I enjoy more, that one will hopefully pay me more and put me in just a better position overall. What I do now is not terrible. I don't hate it, but it is a grind. And I would like to not have to grind.
Not a great way to describe your job. Well, it's not terrible.
It's not.
But it sucks.
Right. It's not terrible, but it's not good.
It's not what I want to do for the rest of my life, I can tell you that.
Which is fair.
But yeah, I'm kind of almost the same as you, but a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't, like, all of my quote-unquote dreams are, like, something that I will accomplish someday, you know? I might not know the exact route I have to take, but I have goals that I think will get me there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's tough to describe, I know, but
your goals are steps for your goals are steps to get you to an end result.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's just how it works for me, really. And it could take me forever to do these things, but that's just what I'm striving to do. At least for now. Things change. So
that's fair. So your goals right now, basically, to just progress.
Yes, just be as good as I can be at the job that I'm in now, and then find something else to do in the same company later.
Right. So you're winging it upwards.
Basically, yeah,
that's the idea. All right, Keenan, I'm curious to hear yours. I imagine there'll be a little bit more structure, or you're going to be disappointing. So
probably be disappointed.
Well,
well, first off, my way of reaching goals is very different from everyone else's. I have a set goal that I want to achieve, and then I completely just fucking wing it until it happens. That's literally how I do it. That's how we do it. Despite how organized everything has to be in my life, reaching a goal is not that way.
It's the most disorganized thing you've ever seen.
I mostly rely on more talented people in my life to help me reach said goal. for example, being a homeowner was a big goal of mine when I was still in the military. It was a big goal for my wife and I. So my wife, being the smart one and the thoughtful one, she started saving. She did like, okay, like this is what you're making. This is what I'm making. This is what we owe on a monthly basis. So this is what we can put into a savings. So she did all that. Then she's like, fuck it. We have enough money to buy a house. I'm like, no, we don't. She's like, you don't see the finances because I do all the work.
Snap.
That makes a lot of sense.
She does the financial work.
I've seen you spend money. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. So that's where you're.
Exactly. I have a set goal and I just kind of like, I'll figure it out as I go along. I improvise the whole time.
So one of the few parts of your life where you're just abandoning the structure and the organization. Just you'll get there at some point.
I mean, to a certain degree, I do have some sort of organization. I do have to think about, some things and I plan a little bit. Like, for example, one of the major goals we accomplished was buying the house. And I did have to, so this is what I can spend monthly. This is everything that I'm going to have to put into savings. Another big goal I have next year, I want to buy a truck. My goal is to buy a brand new truck, meaning that now I have to start, yes.
So, just so everybody's aware, this time next year, annoy us to see pictures of Keenan's truck. To make sure he followed through with it.
It'll probably not be until summer of next year.
June next year.
Meth month of next year.
Better be seeing a lot of requests for pictures of the truck.
I'm setting a goal. Technically, I told myself my goal was to own a truck by the time I was 30.
June of next year.
Meth month 2020.
Next year I'll only be... Oh, shit. Next year I turn 30.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because I turned 29 this year.
No, you don't.
I was born in 1990. It's 2019.
Oh, he's right.
Yeah. I turned 30 next year.
I've never seen people argue about how old they were. Because knowing both of you, I didn't know who was right.
I don't know if that's bad for either, which one of us.
That's not good for either one of... Well, actually, you held your ground and you were correct.
You were right, Ryan, so I'm going to give it to you.
You're stupid.
Ryan was a big pilot.
Ryan.
Everybody gets it wrong sometimes.
Let's all touch Ryan. I'm really sorry, Ryan. You're a very good friend, and I should not have called you stupid.
I'm not sure if my hand was moist before or after, but I enjoy every minute of it.
It was definitely moist after.
Is that Vaseline I smell?
No.
Oh, you get the menthol-y kind.
Nope.
Nope,
that is something totally unrelated.
Just gelled diesel fuel.
Why diesel fuel?
Don't ask me.
Yes.
You weren't covered in gelled diesel.
Yeah, bad.
You weird bastard.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
So anyways, that's kind of how I structure it. It's like, goal. How do I get there? I'll figure it out.
Whereas, I'm going to do it.
Like Natalie, it's like, here's goal. Here's my 485-step program. It's like, oh, so that's going to take a couple. No, that's 485 steps for this week. Then next week, it's a whole another program. We have to come up with that. Think of Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec. That's Natalie.
I will not.
Okay, then never mind. Fuck it.
So with your unique mindset of just fuck it, how has that gone for you in the past? Any good stories to share? Any bad stories?
He does have a house.
Well, I would certainly hope so. In this wild coyote trap we're in.
We own a lake house, which was more than I had ever hoped for.
A lake?
A portion.
Which portion?
The one that we swim in. The kind that's right around the private beach.
With the fire pit.
With the fire pit.
We swim in the dark.
I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah, because you're stupid. What? What about the dog?
Yes, we own a dog too.
Does it come with the beach?
No, well, the dog did not come with the beach. We adopted the dog.
You adopt the beach.
No, the beach came with the house.
Then where's the beach going to live?
On the beach. It's a beach.
I have not drank enough for this conversation.
But there's a fire pit resting on top of it. You're burning the beach and there's no place to live.
No, Tyler. You're burning the fire pit, not the beach. The beach is holding
the fire
pit.
Just accept things the way they are. Just accept them.
You're going to call PETA on your ass for neglecting this beach.
Okay.
Oh, God. That was so loud in my headphones.
We'll figure out how to fix that. But
No, so far it's gone well. There's really not been anything negative, which is why I still continue this approach. So,
fair. I mean, the house squatting is going great.
It is.
Nobody's kicked you out yet.
I mean, they haven't come back from vacation in 3 years, so.
That is a definite plus.
Is this just like Home Alone? Is this what happened? There's a family of like 19 people that lived here, and then they just bailed.
Man, it's not our name on the title.
Perfect.
Like, pretty small house for 19 people.
Yeah, that's why they left.
Usually those are mansions.
Yeah, probably. Usually. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Usually
or hotels.
Christmas.
Or hotels.
Motels.
Yeah. Motels.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah. I was about to do that.
Yeah, it's too bad, Ryan. We would have liked to have you on that journey.
Tyler.
Yes.
Success stories and method of.
I thought you were just going to leave it at meth.
Yes.
We were kind of on a roll,
success
really.
Stories and pass the meth. What?
No, as far as success stories, I guess I smidge up and down. Well, maybe not down, just up and then lateral moves.
Fair enough.
So with goals, a lot of the times I'll just kind of silently set a goal, usually not tell anybody about them.
And just that way you're not held accountable by anyone but yourself.
Right, and that way, weirdly enough for me, in a lot of situations that helps quite a bit more than telling people, just because some things... I don't want people to be on my ass about. Some things I need them to be.
True. Very true.
Like, for me, just we'll go, you might have to even go as monumental as buying a house success story. It's like going to the gym. Ugh. I need someone to be on my ass about that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be disciplined.
I'm not
enough.
Good enough to hold myself accountable for that.
Right.
I'm with you on that. Mostly because the nearest gym is like 30 miles away. So
yeah, mine's a lot closer than that. And I still have a hard time.
Much closer than that.
Significantly closer.
In the
that.
Same building you're in every day.
I don't use that gym.
Well,
he's hurt you though. We have before.
We have.
It's not, wasn't
it
terrible.
Was terrible.
No, it wasn't.
I didn't like the gym.
I didn't like
you
it. I didn't like it because it was a gym.
I enjoyed working out with my friends. Like with right, you, that was good.
You're just hanging out with your buddies and lifting stuff. See? And
making
you
each
see?
Other's muscles hurt.
Picking, oh my God, it hurts. So that first night we were there.
I told you, you weren't going to be able to straighten
shit.
Your arms.
You were right. I couldn't.
It sucked.
We went to see a play that night, and I'm like,
T-Rex arms.
Looking like a pickle in the audience, and everyone's like, the fuck's wrong with you? The
fuck's wrong with you? You're turning green.
So I just had to get up and start beating the shit out of the kids in the play. So,
I mean,
success.
What else are you going to be able to do? You got to stretch your arms somehow. Tyler, you're giving us weird looks.
So how do you define success, Tyler?
How many kids you can beat at a play?
4. To be fair, it was high school, and some of them were football players as well. So
it was a one-man operation.
Essentially, yeah.
There's some their sisters.
Element of Surprise is a big help on that.
And Titanium.
Yeah.
It's much easier to beat somebody with a titanium rod than it is a surprise rod. And I'm upset that I said the phrase surprise rod.
It's like, wait, what is that?
You don't want to know, because if you do find out, then
oh surprise. Boy, you're surprised.
But no, as far as success, just kind of historical and just having goals set, just having like, so I have a handful of things that I'm working towards now that I don't want to tell anybody. Not because it's particularly personal, but. I know I'm doing it.
You want to keep yourself accountable. You don't want other people to be like, hey, I thought you said this.
Right.
Because then it just gets annoying after a while, like March or April or June of next year when you guys are like, you still have the same car. I'm going to cry. And then I'll probably hang myself.
Wow. That escalated so fast.
Don't do that. Well,
you have a beach.
What?
That's true.
What did you say?
Nothing.
I will not, Tyler.
That seems rude. You got to be there for your friends.
He's right, you know.
Not in that way.
I'm going to give him something to stand on.
Oh, God. You're making it worse.
Oh, no.
That's bad.
All right. Jeez. So by July, we're holding Keenan in service.
Oh, God. No.
That's not a goal.
I hope.
That's not a goal I'm setting.
My goal is to still be alive next July.
Hooray! So everybody.
I will make sure of it.
All right.
Month an easy enough goal.
All right. Next year, after meth month, you check in on Keenan. Everybody.
Make sure he's still alive like he said he would be.
Right. Everybody message him, reach out to him, tag him,
like, hey,
call him.
It's July 1st.
Mail him letters.
You can reach out to me on Facebook. And not on Facebook.
Text him on dick pics.
You can just reach out to us on Who Wants Bananas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
We're everywhere. Make sure our nanner's all up in your face.
Wow. Wow.
What?
Wow. That is going to be taken the wrong way.
But yeah, so yeah, I just have generally things that I'll either silently or visibly start working towards. Things going well with how are things going?
Sure.
How do you do?
How you doing? Are you doing?
I'm doing.
That's good.
Well, with that, I think it's time for a little bit of a break, and then we'll get back and we'll talk about our, how do we stay productive? You know, how do we reach these goals of successful productivity? We'll be right back, everybody. Stay tuned.
You asking how to produce meth?
Hey, everybody. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Well, shoot. I had that thought one day too, and guess what you're listening to now? Because I know when I was getting this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record one? How do I get it out to people? Do I do carrier pigeon? Do I hand it out in cassette tapes? Or do I just kind of scream at people on the street? None of those are good options. Please don't do that. I was also curious about how I make money from a podcast, because that's kind of important. Well, the answer is oh so simple. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. Now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors, too, so you can get paid to podcast. One of those great sponsors being Anchor. So, I personally love it. It is crazy easy to use. Drag and drop the audio, or you can record directly from your phone. You can have people call in, ask questions, all that fun stuff. So, if you always wanted to start a podcast and start making money doing so, you can go to anchor.fm/start and join up with me, a whole bunch of other people, and get your podcast off the ground. Again, that is anchor.fm/start. Can't wait to hear it, guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome back from the break.
Who let you in?
Me.
Oh.
This is my house.
Yeah, he lives here. Who let you in?
A strange gentleman by the back door.
Is it Dirty Mike?
He looked pretty clean. That wasn't. I mean, his balls look spotless.
Great cock.
Could have been Dirty Mike.
Yeah, everything else filthy, just immaculate.
He reeked, but man, those balls.
Like he's shining. Like he just went to town on a bag of magic erasers.
On his balls?
Were they the lemon flavored ones? Because those give you a wicked stomach ache.
I don't typically eat his balls.
I was talking about the magic erasers.
They were lemon heads.
I don't get it.
It's like the candy.
Exactly.
All right, for those who stuck around and aren't thoroughly confused.
We apologize sincerely.
I don't.
They know what they're getting
into.
I give a
half-assed apology, really. Like I say I'm sorry, but I don't mean it at all.
It's just like, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Like one of those.
Yeah, lip service, as the kids would say.
So we talked about goals. We talked about success. How do we define success? What do we consider goals? What are some upcoming goals, and how do we achieve them? We sort of touched on productivity, productivity, if you will, at the very, very, very beginning.
Very different from produce very different from produce exclusivity, which at that point means we exclusively talk about romaine lettuce.
Which I believe we already covered that.
Pretty thoroughly. Even coding.
And ever since that episode came out, Star Market, I believe, has had to redo their stock.
Redone their stock a plenty of times.
Oh, I don't get it. Someone's going
to explain. They caught on to the lettuce, so we moved over to the ranch bottles. Anyways.
Yeah, they have our pictures up saying, do not let these men fuck the lettuce. There's about 9 of the people that say, please let these men fuck the lettuce.
Yeah, we got removed from that list.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Never be able to go to that preschool again.
Oh, God.
What are we doing with their lettuce? Fun fact, Brussels sprouts, not just tiny lettuce. Found that out.
You thought it was tiny lettuce?
Tiny cabbage at the very least.
Tomato.
But they're terrible, yeah. So, you know, whatever.
I love Brussels sprouts.
I hate them.
Well, you're entitled to be wrong.
What?
We're gonna have to unpack that later. But for now,
I don't want any Brussels sprouts.
Back to productivity.
Right? So do you guys have
not
any...
Not produce exclusivity, but productivity.
That's not
productivity.
Easy to say.
Productivity.
Nailed that.
Really? Yeah, kind of.
Produce exclusivity? What?
Listen, just because you're trying to flex it, you're better than me. All right?
Is that All right, never mind. Anyways, productivity.
You guys have anything, any tips, any tricks?
Fuck that no.
Do it.
Go through life like a shitbag.
Jesus. It's a really good tip.
I want that on a bumper sticker.
Or go through your life like a shitbag.
Or somebody's forehead tattoo.
Nanner wisdom.
That would be a big tattoo to put on a forehead.
Life like a shitbag?
I'm pretty sure. I'm sure there's people who just have shitbag tattooed on their forehead.
I'd like to meet that person.
SHITBAG exclamation point.
Question mark.
Just to make it more confusing.
Shitbag? Maybe? Hey, kind of. Just a comma. Just really confuse people.
So what do you guys do to stay in the zone? AutoZone. Get in the zone.
I will not. I don't think that's the right song.
That's, I mean, what's the wrong song?
That one?
Thong song?
No, that one's never
baby,
wrong.
Baby, the thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Decadent. That was horrifying.
That was as decadent as a ceiling fan. There's none in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have one. I'm disappointed.
Well, fine. You can fucking buy one for me then. That's a
if
goal
I do,
for
you.
Will you
put it up?
Sure.
Done.
Not in here, but.
Well, that blows.
That's the only place I wanted it.
Oh.
Ceiling fan.
Fan blows.
Yeah.
It only has one switch, which I was going to have a suck joke in there somewhere, but no idea where that was going to go.
So thank you for tuning in. So this has been our podcast on decadent ceiling fans.
So productivity.
What?
That's what we were talking about.
Any tips and tricks of being productive, staying productive, getting in the zone, staying in the zone.
So for me,
no one asked you.
Well,
I asked
you're going to hear it anyways.
All right, fair enough.
I asked you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Good.
I didn't.
Can you believe me?
Oh, boy.
Let's just keep this going.
I'm so excited.
Go, Ryan, go.
Oh, okay.
The thing you were just going to do by yourself, now it's a problem.
Now that everyone's looking at you.
Oh, God, it's so much pressure.
Just put on pants first. You'll be fine.
They're not even there. Don't worry about it.
Okay, fair enough. How do you stay in the zone? AutoZone.
For me, there are days when it's very challenging to stay productive at work. Mm-hmm. But... You know, for me, I mean, given the fact that I have ADD and it's just that in and of itself makes it a challenge to stay focused when I'm doing monotonous tasks like what I have to do at my job sometimes. And one of the things that I find very easy for me is just little distractions that I can do but still focus on my job. Like I have a Slinky I can play with and things like that.
You have so many knickknacks on your desk.
I basically have a pediatric toy center for children in my desk, which is really weird now that I say that out loud. But that's basically what it is.
Your desk is a pediatric hospital waiting room.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah, without stethoscopes, because that
do
would
you
be
have,
interesting.
Do you have one of them sweet? This, I don't know if anyone else knows this. That now that I realize, I'm
are we talking the man? Wait, the big wiry thing where you move the beads around and shit?
No,
I don't have one of those. But that'd be
I know what you're talking
so
about.
Cool.
Okay,
did anyone else have the thing?
What are those called?
Yeah,
yeah.
What are those called?
I call him Harold. Anyone else have like the, it was like a sandbox, but it was like under like plexiglass.
Yeah, with the magnets.
It. Yes.
Yeah, I had one of those at my doctor's office.
Yeah.
Not at my desk though.
Why?
My doctor's
I get
must
sand
suck.
Everywhere.
What? I didn't have that.
Didn't have anything in the front seat of the van?
No.
I might have had that at my dentist office actually.
No, the front seat of the van for me was the handicap ramp because I took the short bus.
Mm.
Oh.
Did you run up the handicap ramp?
Yeah.
Nice.
Was it fun?
No.
Did you ninja run up that handicap ramp?
It took him a while.
I don't know what that is.
Then no, he's not advanced.
No, he didn't.
He's okay. Working for that, Ryan. We've talked about
it. Well, you know, damn it, Tyler.
You can't.
Damn it, Bobby.
Trying to push him to be better. Be successful.
You can't push him onto the bus.
Yeah, that's just straight up rude.
It's also a crime.
Eh.
Not if you don't get caught.
Fair. Buses have cameras. Anyways.
So what do you do? So you have a bunch of fidgety things.
Yeah, so I have to fidget in order to stay focused on monotonous tasks like what I have to do. So for me, that is one tool, I would say in quotation marks, that I utilize to stay focused. Another thing would be like just every once in a while, just visualizing the next thing that I want. Like I want to get my own place.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily see, you know, doing my job every day as a way to get me to that. I mean, it is, But that's not how I view it. I view it as this is what I have to do every day in order to get to the next step. But when I do have a hard day at work, I will visualize, you know, I really want that house, and I'll start just imagining in my head, you know, what I want the house to look like and all this and that. And it keeps me focused. It keeps the drive alive.
Nice. In me.
Yeah, it was good, huh?
That was
real nice.
I'm sure there's a bunch of sales managers going, finally, he gets it.
But so that's one of the ways that I actually go about it. Another way is you know, becoming friends with the people that you work with. Because then it doesn't really feel like work.
Mm.
Like as much as it is,
right.
And it can be a grind, but having all the people that you can laugh with and joke around with makes it so much easier to go to work every day.
This is very true. If you can go to work, not dread it, and actually laugh and enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
It's going to make it so much better.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's just some of the ways that I go about doing it. I'm sure there's other things that I just can't think of because I just do it subconsciously.
It's routine now.
Right. But, you know, that's what I do.
Interesting that you mentioned not dreading work, because honestly, to me, that's success at work. If you don't dread going, you don't even have to like it that much, but if you don't absolutely dread going to work in the morning, you're doing better than most people.
I agree.
Me personally, I never quite, anytime I've woken up and dreaded going to work, I think the last time that happened, I popped awake and just out loud to myself just said, oh no.
Oh God! What have I done?
I need to change jobs because this is not.
I don't want to wake up like this every day.
Right? Like this is going to be a problem, and I have a job.
Not there anymore.
Right? Like I have a job. I had a steady job. And I'm like, all right, I need to find something else while I can.
Before you end up getting fired,
right? Before I'm getting fired from lack of motivation,
right?
So that's personally what I. Yeah, if you're dreading work, change it. But there are going to be those people who, and I'm sure we all know at least one person, who are just gonna bitch about it.
Oh yeah,
and not.
Hate that.
Like just change it. But just change it.
It's not hard.
I love bitching personally.
Oh, I believe in everybody's right to bitch, but you can only bitch if you're doing the job. That's the way I see it. Like, because I can bitch about my job all day long. I'm still going to go in. I'm still going to do the job the way it needs to be done every time.
It's the people, personally, for the people who bitch about not liking it and wanting to go somewhere else for years.
If you want to go somewhere else, go somewhere else.
Right.
Don't bring everybody else down.
That's what
I did.
Fix the problem.
And look at you now. You're doing great.
To be fair, I'm doing better than I ever have.
It was a good decision then.
So how do you stay on top? Anything that you...
Because I know that there are days where you hate your job.
Mm.
Of course there are. And
there's
I think
days that I hate my job too, but
there's
still.
Everyone's going to have those days. You got to recognize that you're going to have those days.
Truth.
First of all.
No job is perfect. Mm.
The second you kind of let that defeat you, your productivity is literally going to suffer. And I noticed that when I first started this job. This might be one of the first jobs I've ever had that I didn't like it right off the bat. Like I was kind of... I don't really know how to put it. I was sort of indifferent to it. I was like, okay, this is another sales position. I don't want to do sales, but I'm going to do my best and, you know, use this as a stepping stool to, you know, whatever the next step is for me. And then over time, it's like, never mind. I can make a lot of money at this. I really like the guys I work with, and I'm learning how to make the job itself more and more bearable. So allowing yourself to recognize that you are going to have shit days, that helps with productivity right there. Because the last few jobs that you and I, at least, Ryan, have worked at together, the days that were, you know, like shit days, they affected me.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it
was
everybody.
Like, I shouldn't be having a day like this. Why am I having this day? And I would just kind of get wrapped up in that.
And it just carries on and carries on.
And honestly, it might bother me until it would bother me by it, you know, when I got home. I would take it out at home and I'd be in a bad mood. And Natalie would be like, well, you're not being fun right now. It's a gorgeous day. Why don't we go hang out at the beach? I'm like, no, I'm just going to sit here and be mad.
I'm just going to sit here and be miserable because I don't like my job.
And it's a snowball of negative emotions.
When I was at the last job with you guys, that was like every single day.
Yeah, you were not having a good time before you
every
left there.
Every single day, it was just misery, just pure misery. It was soul-crushing for me. And, you know, when I started my current job, there was a lot of days I had to get used to high-maintenance clientele, I guess. And it's not that the people themselves are high-maintenance. It's more or less just the nature of the work tends to be higher maintenance. It was more stressful than I was used to, but now I kind of recognize that there's days where I'm just making sale after sale after sale. The people I interact with are great. That's a productive day. I feel good about myself. The days that I'm getting calls, maybe from people saying like, hey, this isn't working, but I don't like this. You sold me something bad. It's just like, okay, well, before it would just be, I would let it get to me.
Right.
And then for the rest of the day, I'd be brooding on that. So it's like follow-ups. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm in a bad mood. Now it's just like, okay, get cussed out by someone. Someone else calls back. You did this, blah, blah, blah. You sold me a bad thing. You sold, this was your fault. Take the deep breath, let it wash over. It's like, all right, on to the next thing. It's a shit day. Just let it be that. Let it be, right. You know, leave it alone. Did any of that make any sense? I kind of blacked out for a minute there. What were we talking about? We were talking about things you can legally masturbate to, right?
But probably shouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I mean, especially being in more customer-facing positions, negative emotions are going to snowball into bigger negative emotions, and it's
especially
not,
when it
which
builds
is
going to
crush
up.
Your day. It's going to crush right. your productivity. It's going right. to crush your
everything
motivation.
Especially in a position that you're in, where it literally can be. I'm not sure that it has been, but it can be every customer that comes in that day just is negative and
oh, there
just
has
brings
been.
You down.
That was a day like today, and I had to fight to stay positive.
It's not easy. I mean, it is not easy to stay positive. And believe me, I've had days at my job where it's just like, you know what, man, today is just not, I'm just not feeling it today.
Tyler, due to the nature of your work, I'm assuming you probably know that better than any of
well,
us.
Well, in the department that you used to work.
Yeah, the department I escaped from. Oh. Yeah, the...
quite recently, actually.
Yes.
Escaped is a good word.
The, yeah, no, with stuff like that, you just can't, it's going to get to you. So, I mean, you can't even say you can't let it get to you because you're not fucking...
You're not a robot.
Right. I was going to say Iron Man or RoboCop, but I couldn't pick one. My brain stopped. but it's going to get to you to a certain extent. Now, with that stuff, to me personally, it just kind of got to... I mean, I've done stuff like that for a while. But I just kind of... You just can't take it personally. The only thing that bothered me was the fact that it just felt like, oh, well, I'm not doing my job right. Like, I'm not getting the work done right. I'm not getting the work done in a
when you have to
manner.
Just accept that. Some people you just can't please.
Yeah, and to me it was just my standards that I felt like I wasn't living up to. And at that point, you just got to accept that sometimes you're going to have setbacks, and you have to be able to power through the setbacks when they do show up.
Yeah,
and then
I mean one
work
thing
through them from there.
One thing that I hear all the time where we work, and I'm sure you heard it a bunch too, was and it's very true to just work in general is you have to control what you can control and let the rest of it go.
Yep.
I can control how I handle my next task. I can control my mood. I can control how I approach customers. I can control those things. I can't control when something goes crazy with a customer's order. Like, I can only do what I can do, and then that's it. The rest of it's just going to take its course.
Right. Damage control, that's really about
and you just, it. You just can't let the stuff that you can't control, you cannot let it get to you. And as difficult as that is, believe me, I have gone through some shit, but you can't let it get to you. You just have to keep pushing through, keep grinding away, because there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, it might be a long tunnel.
It might be a long tunnel, but there's a light there.
True.
No, there's not.
Thank you, Keenan.
Life is garbage. Existence is futile.
And that's been your positive moment by Keenan. but as far as just getting stuff done on a regular basis, I'd say I probably have kind of just two go-to things that'll do to just get shit done.
Crack.
Masturbate.
Done. Sometimes I masturbate onto the crack and smoke the crack.
It's yeah. just bad.
Ugh, yeah.
That's real bad.
I call it smoking preggies. That's what happens.
Oh, God. If ever there was a greasy sentence, yeah, go ahead.
Ugh, that was just greasy and uncomfortable.
Yes. Ugh. Yes, that right there.
Oh, God. But no. So it's something, one of the routines I picked up in college to where generally if I'm at home or anywhere really, if I need to get something done, it's very specific. I will get a bottle, like a standard, like 16 ounce bottle of Mountain Dew Live Wire.
I do like that one.
Very specific. That's a,
that's blue, a blue one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some Haribo gummy bears.
Okay.
Sugar free.
Like where this is going?
Fuck you.
Whoa.
I'm not. I don't have a laptop station over my toilet.
That's a mistake.
Evacuating my bowels at Mach 6. Elon really Musk would be proud.
It's a really good colon cleanser.
Yeah, no, it's getting to Mars.
For sure.
Or at least starting the Boring Company. It's a very Elon Musk related pun.
Yeah.
So with those, I'll just get those, sit down, and start working. And that just was born from college days where every day I'd probably got diabetes, but we'd have a morning break and I'd get those and just power through programming for the next 2 hours.
And just get it done.
Or the probably more of a
healthier approach.
Technically healthier and more of a broad approach. So after a work day, once I leave work, if I need to do anything, whether it be like grocery shopping, going to the gym, whatever, if I need to go home and change, I do not sit down.
Oh yeah, no, that is the worst.
Momentum. It's just you're already up, you're already doing stuff. Do not sit down, because I'm pretty sure. So there's been a lot of scientific research done on like mass and energy.
Are we spitting facts right now?
Sure. Follow me here.
facts that we believe are what we believe to be facts.
So there's been a lot of math done on matter, energy, opposing forces. And I believe they've done a lot of things about like black holes and all what that is. But I believe the strongest force in the universe is something that whatever keeps you on the couch.
Yes.
The strongest force in the universe.
Yeah.
Because if you sit down and just kind of give one of those,
you're never that translates back to,
I'm not doing anything else.
The day is done.
Right. Yeah. No, it doesn't really work. So anytime I have to go to the gym, I typically just go straight from work. And then once I get home, then I can sit on the couch. Then I can just not do shit for a little while. And I'm good. So I try to live basically off momentum.
Honestly, that is very true. Like just this weekend, I had to move my aunt. Let me rephrase that. I had to help her move out of her house, and that is by far the most valid statement I've ever heard. Because the entire time I am just begging, like my body is begging me to just sit down and just take a second. I'm like, if I sit down, I'm not getting back up and I'm going to be here all day.
Mm-hmm.
So I just powered through and got it done. It did take a long time because you're moving an entire house.
Right.
So, you know,
lift it up off the foundation.
Right. It's
put it on wheels.
It's very heavy. It's a time consuming process.
Right.
Don't sit down in the house.
It's add more weight.
Exactly.
Really tough to pick up something you're sitting in.
That's what I'm saying.
Almost impossible, some would say.
Yeah, at least.
Right. But at least impossible.
But that's very true. Just another example is just don't sit down. Like if you are doing stuff that's physical, as soon as you, like, as much as your body is hurting,
don't relax.
Yeah, as soon as you sit down and get comfortable, it's over.
Right, you're going to want to do that.
Don't take Benadryl in the middle of a work day either.
Okay.
Made that mistake.
All right.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Did you get really sleepy?
Oh, yes. And this was in the middle of some big inspection back in 2013 on the ship.
Oh, no.
This was in the Navy.
Yes.
Oh, no.
My allergies were killing me. Mm-hmm.
So sleepy pills.
Had not discovered, I don't know, one of the like the one-a-day allergy pills at like
Claritin.
Something like that.
Claritin D.
Okay.
Gotta slip that D in there.
Hadn't discovered that yet.
Haven't discovered a D. No D for him.
So just allergies really bad. Me. Took a bunch of Benadryl.
A bunch of them. A whole bottle of it.
By about lunchtime, I was just like, oh,
a shoe full.
Fucking do this. And I'm here until 9 o'clock tonight. I can't do this. It was bad. It was very rough.
Did you do that?
I did.
Proud of you.
Good for you.
No, I did.
You didn't have a choice.
Didn't sit down. Didn't even take a lunch. Just went straight to the smoke deck and probably burned through a pack of cigarettes.
Just to wake up.
Lit the whole thing and just stared at it.
Just sat there, put the pack in your mouth. Done.
Just ate it.
Just drank the lit cigarettes?
Yeah, just all at once.
Just put some ketchup on it and
then light it on fire.
Yep.
Ketchup is not flammable.
That noise was awful.
You're welcome.
Gonna have a hard time sleeping tonight.
Lucky you, I'm gonna have a great time sleeping tonight because of that.
With that and some Benadryl?
Oh, no Benadryl needed, my friend.
That's weird.
All right, it's getting weird now.
You're welcome.
So, and I'm sure you guys do this. I think we may have just glossed over it, but I personally cannot, I can't understate how important music is to get a lot of shit done.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes.
I have noise-canceling headphones, and I am listening to music through those noise-canceling headphones all day. I cannot hear the person sitting next to me.
That's good. And that you've, from what I've heard, it's vital.
Very much so.
I can't really listen to music at work. I mean, we have a radio station playing, but at least like when it comes time to like do clean, like get cleaning done around the house.
Right. Where you can play music.
I can't imagine vacuuming without music. If I am vacuuming without music, that's because I'm tormenting the dog the whole time.
That's weird.
Well, she likes to follow me for some reason when I'm vacuuming, so I'll always kind of like lift the vacuum and sort of shake it at her, and she'll like get scared, run away, then come right back over.
Yeah, hey, man, whatever
you can. Like, hey, what are you doing?
What?
Huh?
What did you say?
So a lot of the times if I'm like doing like schoolwork or something that involves reading, I'll listen to either video game soundtracks, which are perfect.
They're designed for that.
Designed to not be distracting.
Not designed to not be stimulating.
Right. Or just some aggressive drum and bass. Because I need something without lyrics or words.
That you can sing along to and get distracted
right,
by.
Right, because I'll start listening to that, but I need something to... I think anything in a driving scene in Fast and Furious, probably that.
Fair. I got some aggressive drum and bass for you right here.
No, God, no.
Do
no,
it.
No, God, no.
Why? I am so erect.
Why do I feel like that was elevator music in an African village?
I feel like that was super racist.
Yeah.
Why?
You're a terrible person.
I don't know. I just feel like it was.
Just saying it sounded very, very tribal.
Okay.
Is that a compliment?
Tribal I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's
an insult. It's a statement. It is.
I think it's just an observation.
It's a statement. That's all it was.
Really about it. But any parting productivity thoughts for the folks at home or in the car or being held hostage anywhere?
Embrace the suck.
The fact that you were just staring off into the distance. I do like that, though. Embrace the
well,
suck.
See, it was gonna be like really good right up until you threw the hostage part in there, because then it got really bad.
But you still went with that. Wait, really, really bad was embrace the suck?
Yeah, well, we know you're in a city situation, but it'll be okay, probably.
Yeah.
If they pay your ransom. If not, well, see you later.
You guys went way better spot than I thought that was going to go. Anyways.
You're welcome.
Yeah, one thing that I told myself when I first started where I am, because the job that I do is very much so a grind. Keenan, you know that for a fact. It's a grind. Very good, Keenan. but I always told myself, just embrace the suck. Like, it's going to suck. I know it is. But just grind it out, because it gets easier. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And then you can move on from there and you won't have to do that anymore, or it just won't be a challenge. So embrace the suck, especially when starting something new.
What about you, Tyler? What you think?
I think you basically hit the nail on the head with don't get upset with things you can't control. You guys both touched on that. Just navigate what you can. Probably one of the greatest things I've been told before is you're going to have emotions. You can't control those emotions.
It's not true.
What you can control is how you react to those emotions.
Also not true.
Very true. Isn't that from a movie?
No, maybe. I don't think so.
I don't know. I've heard it before, and I do like that quote.
So understand that thing. You may be upset. You think you might get sad. You might get frustrated. React accordingly to those. Accept what's happening. React to it. Respond to it. And move past it, however that might happen.
And be aware of where you are when you react to it.
Right, we react
accordingly. Yeah. Right. Appropriately.
Right.
About you, Keenan?
Nothing. Life sucks.
Just blank.
Accept it.
Just
all life sorts, sucks. Get a helmet.
Just all sorts of blank up top, right?
Nope. Without goals, there can be no success. Without success, there are no more goals. Try to stay productive to achieve those goals and keep achieving those goals. Feel success and hail Satan.
It's true. No one ever wins with no goals.
That's true.
Words to live by.
Hey, guys.
Boy.
Hey.
We did it.
Did what?
We successfully completed the podcast. Remember that thing we started at the beginning of the podcast and finished at the end of the podcast? It's kind of how things happen.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
I like that I kept talking and you were just holding a breath, just trying to get some
the
words
entire
out
time.
I you sound exasperated at the end.
I didn't know what to say. You were right. You're 100% correct.
So we did it, guys. We've actually done this a couple of times.
Yeah, a handful.
Yeah, I could. Maybe Baker's dozen.
More
or two.
Than that.
I think bigger is two dozens.
Two.
Yeah, word numbers are hard, especially when there's words involved, like algebra. Speaking of algebra, if you put the right things together in the right combination, you can find us in certain places, like Twitter. What things they got to put in on the Twitter sphere to find us, Keenan?
Letters.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, can we kind of narrow that down a smidge?
Probably who wants nanners.
That sounds correct.
It is also letters, though, so he was right.
See, that's, I mean,
I wasn't wrong.
It's, well, technically correct.
Yeah, that's the best kind of correct.
That's what I'm saying.
You can also find us on Facebook at Who Wants Bananas. Make sure to toss in that question mark. Oh. See, now we're adding punctuation.
Oh,
this
boy.
This is crazy algebra now.
Oh, no. And if you wanted to see us, like, there are pictures of us trying to do math probably at some point. Maybe by the time you hear this, we'll have that. You can go to Instagram at Who Wants Bananas. All one word.
The whole thing.
Whole thing. One word.
All of it.
I was not ready for that. I get you mentally broke me for like a half second there.
Now prepare for numbers because you can actually call us. Leave us comments on the episode or any episode or just scream at us if you want. 978-272-9713. Once again, that is 978-272-9713.
And if they want to wear our skin as a jacket or other merch that we may have available. Yeah, we don't have that up yet.
I'm not volunteering.
That's the best part. You don't have to. So you can go to whowantsbananas.com. We have a store with lovely merch. We have fantastic dad hats on there with a banana. So you can wrap your nana on your lid and just have that walk around. I feel like that's one of the tamest things I've said in a while.
I mean, probably yeah, is. But it just sounds bad, though. I don't know why, because it's really not.
And if people do that, the best part, I know you guys are asking. You didn't ask with your mouths. You asked with your eyes, and that's good enough for me. The best part about that is you can support the podcast by doing so and looking fly as fuck, either yourself or grandma, because y'all know grandma needs to look fly as fuck.
With her nanner gear.
Exactly. Nanner gear. Batman.
Oh.
Batman's not a Philly.
Should be, though.
Anyway, thanks for listening, folks, and do all those things we just told you to do.